from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The sky's the limit, right?
Just really excited to get everything going and get the season started.
It's training camp time.
Yeah, baby!
As the morning shift gives you all the action live from Flowery Branch.
Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, and Bo Morgan.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app for our 2024 Falcons training camp coverage. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Move it that inspires. Miller Lite, tastes like Miller Time Atlanta. Margaritaville. And by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. I'm toning it down a little bit. We are in a closet. He is the All-American former
You toned it down a little bit?
Yeah, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon.
I'm pretty sure you just woke up Kirk Cousins across the football field.
Well, it's 6 a.m. I'm starting quarterback. Should be awake right now. Mike Johnson.
Isn't this guy watching film?
I'm watching film from Friday.
And she is Nikki Noto Palmer joining us today as we are live from the 92.9 The Game Mobile Kia Studios here in Flowery Branch, Georgia. Live from another day of Falcons training camp as the team gets ready to have their own practice as before they head down to Miami for two joint practices, a quick day off, and then we finally see them take the field on TV against someone else, which would be the Miami Dolphins Friday night. I believe that's I should know this because I worked the game, but I believe that's a 7 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun week. Should be a fun day as well. Live up here from Flowery Branch, Nikki. Obviously, you. Spent plenty of days up here in Flowery Branch.
Many of days.
This team. It was a little nostalgic pulling back into the parking lot, although you could not find your way early this morning. It's okay. I'm like, Nikki, you know, it's like the softball field. It's right there. You've been here a million times. Yeah, I'm like, but there's a cafeteria in elementary school.
Where am I? First of all, it was pitch black. So the power was on, which was good. But this place has changed a lot.
It's twice as big as it was.
It's twice as big.
It's 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's awesome, though. I'm happy to be back, and a shout-out to Brandon Ruth that let me in. So, yeah. Ruth.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I feel
Fort Knox out front.
You know, look, yes.
Everyone should feel very confident and comfortable knowing that it's Fort Knox up in here.
Yeah, I mean, fans are – you're not getting close
Nobody's
to this team, I can tell
in.
You that. Let me tell you, brother, you ain't getting close to this squad.
You know, there's a fine line about feeling bad and waiting before you call someone. And the best part is I text our guy Brandon Ruth, and he's one of the best in the business.
The best.
What he does. And I text him, and I didn't get anything. And I said, "Don't make me do it. Don't make me call, Brandon. Do not make me call you. So
on his nightstand.
So I finally decide, you know what? I'm going to call. I call our guy, and as it goes to voicemail, my phone vibrates, and I look up, and he goes, one sec.
He hit that red button really
fast. No doubt.
And he's like, he's like, you know what? He hit the red button, and he saw that I'd text him, I think, too, and he's like, right, and then literally Nicky was in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, you got to love that, man. You got to love the ability to go to the top. So, like I said, obviously we're up here live in Flowery Branch. The eyes and ears 92.9 is of the Atlanta Falcons throughout training camp, even though fans are not allowed, although they were allowed on Friday. We'll get into that in just a second because we'll talk plenty of Falcons today. We'll talk about how this team ranks in terms of rankings right now, power rankings in the NFL. Also, what players rank where. We'll get to that mic'd up about the top 100 players in the NFL and where the Falcons guys fit and where, honestly, some of the best players in the NFL did not fit. We'll talk about that. The Olympics coming up at 6:40, just an absolutely bonkers day in the Olympics yesterday. Some people won by a mile. Some people won by an inch. So we'll talk about that as well, the Braves too. But for right now, look, we were not there personally, Bo and I, on Friday night, but 92.9 was out in droves, and I know a lot of people were, and we got all the reports back. But I think it was a pretty good day, and I think a lot of fans had a lot of fun at Mercedes-Benz Friday, Bo. And all I got initially was Kirk Cousins knocked to the ground, Drake London's going off, Kyle Pitts looks good, and Darnell Mooney had a couple of catches. So
yeah.
That sounds about right.
I mean, am I the only one that is not freaking out that Kirk Cousins went to the ground? I'm like, okay, it's football. He'll probably go to the ground a lot. Now, I understand you don't want to get hit in practice. You don't want your quarterback going down, especially coming back from ACL. But, okay, good. He
Achilles.
Popped back up.
Achilles.
I mean, yeah, but he – that's not a big deal. I would think that there was other things that happened, like who was on the field at times when he was on the field, mm-hmm. right, in the 1v1s. I thought the most interesting thing to me was the fact that Damone Harris and Braylon Trice were at defensive end slash the edge position when they had the ones on one segment. That was interesting to me. Apparently, our guy J.D. Bertrand was looking pretty good in coverage against
Bijan. Bless the Trinity Zone. The Trinity Zone.
Those are the things kind of that stood out to me because I didn't think Damone Harris would be out there. I figured maybe James Smith. Williams would be out there, or obviously Dr. Ebiketie.
Yeah, I thought so as well. And I'm with you on the Kirk Cousins going down. I think it depends on how he goes to the ground. If somebody steps on his heel coming off the Achilles surgery, I don't want that. I don't want that to be the reason he goes down. But pop right back up. And I think anytime you have a guy from a lower body injury that goes down to the turf in Mercedes-Benz, I think a lot of eyes are going to be open. Nikki, my former teammate, your husband, Mike, was in attendance and had one kid or two with him. How many did he have with him?
He went with his brother and my nephew and our four almost about to be 5-year-old son.
Okay.
So 2 5-year-old boys basically just having the time of their life, sitting in the black chairs in the end zone.
Do y'all get to go to Falcons games very often with the kids, or have y'all tried that yet?
He has. They do a cool thing up here with the Falcons Legends.
Yeah.
And so we love that opportunity, and so we go. Michael, he said that he saw Finn there and Sid Berry, Kevin Cohn.
Algie
Crumpler. So
Crump.
Crump Daddy.
Usual suspects.
Member Squid Nation.
All the usual suspects.
So he had a good time catching up with them. He said, he thought they looked good. Obviously, I'm sure he's watching Kirk and Kyle Pitts and probably the offensive line that we were just talking about, Mike.
Now, when he watches Kyle, does he feel like, man, that's exactly what I look like when I was out there?
Exactly. You know? It's copy paste.
Apples to apples. apples to apples.
Copy paste.
The same gait, if you will.
It was really cool seeing your Nikki sent us a picture in our show group chat, and you said the boys were having the time of their life. I'm sure there were a lot of kids that had the exact same look on their face. But I saw that picture. I was like, man, they look like I haven't had that much fun in a long time. The way they look like they're having a good time.
Has your kids pieced it together that he played football? Because my son doesn't. He'll be 4 in 2 weeks. He has no clue what that even means.
Yeah, our daughter that's 7. I think she gets it.
Right.
She loves watching sports, okay. And our son I think is sort of getting it.
Coming along.
A little bit.
Yeah.
He really got it at Clemson. We went to a Clemson game in the fall, and Michael took him into the locker room, and his eyes got real big. And
nice.
After the game, you know? So they're getting it. But, I mean, you know, they had chicken fingers. They were watching football. They were wrestling. I mean, it was like probably 50-50 of like them just joking around and then 50% actually enjoying what was in front of them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they appreciated it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what really – there's like an awareness and there's appreciation.
Right. Right, right.
So my son definitely not in that ballpark yet. But I was telling the story, and we'll get back to the Falcons. My son finally realized it was my voice on the radio not too long ago. He's like, I think that's Daddy talking on his way to daycare.
So that
was an interesting thing. Tyler Allgeier, 9 carries. Bijan had 8. Jace McClellan gets a few carries with the second team. I think he's going to be maybe this is the Bammer talking to me, but I think Jace McClellan will probably be the centerpiece. He'll probably be what we're talking about after preseason is over, good or bad. I think he's going to be the centerpiece because I think they're going to want to establish the run, give some of these second and third string offensive linemen the time to shine. And I think Ray McLeod could be that guy. I think Rondell Moore could be that guy. But in terms of the ground game, I think they're going to let Jace have as many carries as he can handle in preseason.
Yeah, and that's a trend that we've seen, you know, late in the first game and in the last game and, you know, the third and the fourth quarters. Teams want to run the ball. I think even more this year because, look, you kind of know what Taylor Heinicke is and isn't. They did sign Nathan Rourke here after they let go John Paddock, so they might see a little bit of Rourke. But, of course, I mean, you're just trying to get out of there at that point without really anything else going down in that last preseason game. But I'm interested to see how McClellan does, on special teams. That's what I'm interested in him in some of those games because I think that is – going to be like they're going to keep 3 running backs I would imagine and that third running back is going to have to be a special teams demon, so to speak. So that's where it's going to be made for him, but he will get his fair share of touches, and that's where we're also going to see I think JD Bertrand is probably going to play later in games than you might think. I think you're going to see him in the second half of some of these games just to see. You know, you want to get him reps. All those reps are helpful. I mean, you played in these games. Aren't all of those preseason, even if you're on threes versus threes, you're still, the game speed is still a little bit there. I mean, you're still learning some things about the pro game.
I will say this, and I know that JD Bertrand will deal with it and Jace McClellan will deal with this as well. There is nothing that creates more havoc in a football game than third stringers in the fourth quarter of a preseason game. I mean, you want to talk about, like, there is a certain ballet in football, right? There's a certain structure. There's a certain personnel thing. You're going to have your linemen, and as much as it might seem like chaos, there is a certain defensive structure. This guy's got contained. This guy's got force. This guy's playing the flat. This guy's, you know, middle of the field. You don't always have that in preseason. And so it can be a hard time to actually play football and get down to the nitty-gritty because you're looking on the field going, this defense really doesn't make any sense. I'm not sure what they're doing here. I don't know where the blitz is coming from next. So that'll be something Jace McClellan, JD Bertrand, and company will deal with throughout the preseason. All right, we got to get to break. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Well, coming up on the other side, we'll talk about those Braves. There's one guy in this lineup, Bo. He's not holding up his end of the bargain, and we'll talk about it. There's one guy that continues to let this team down, and I got thoughts about it. The Braves, not good over the weekend. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift, live from Flowery Branch. We'll be right back in just a second.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Like, it's constant sort of action.
Yeah, it's training camp.
92.9 The Game's live Falcons training camp coverage continues from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Margaritaville.
It's the morning shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's morning shift live from Flowery Branch. Mike, Bo, and Miss Nikki Noto Palmer, who's bringing the good vibes up here to the studio. Woo-hoo! Up in Flowery Branch, the eyes and the ears of the Atlanta Falcons all the way through this month of August. And, guys, we have football this week. Falcons will actually take the field Friday. Bo will be in attendance down there as soon as you get your flight put together. Nikki, you celebrating? Somebody winning? Are the Olympics live right now? Are you watching Olympics live?
Bo and I are watching. Yeah. I'm watching live over
are you
here.
I'm sorry, are you talking?
Yeah, are we on air?
Well, the thing is, Nikki put her hand up, and I was like, oh, she wants to talk. But she was just celebrating. She was just excited about something going on. What sport are y'all watching down at that end of the table?
Well, on our end of the table, we have some track and field events going on. I thought it was the American uniform, but good morning, it's Cuba. So
okay.
So
good morning.
Oh, she's
Cuban? Get some coffee.
No, the second place that I thought was the
Yeah.
We will,
anyway, back to regular scheduled programs.
I was going
to
say, we will talk about the Olympics coming up in the next, about 20 minutes from now, we'll talk about the Olympics and just absolute pandemonium yesterday in multiple different events. Come down to the women's 400 medley final to break the tie between Australia and the United States. We'll tell you what happened there. The 100 was one of the closest finishes in history. And the golf course was absolutely packed yesterday for all the goings on. So we'll get to that in just a minute as well.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. How long have they been doing like the mixed swimming
mixed
stuff?
Medley?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't.
But that was
that.
A really cool event. I don't know how long they've been doing that or if that's a new thing. But
well, in my thing, I want to know the strategy behind it, right? Like, at where do you put the men? Where do you put the women? And at what place? Like, does it make a difference? I don't know.
I'm sure there's some kind of thought process, but
sure, somebody
it's
somewhere
way over my head. Whatever it is.
Well, how you build the team is very is crucial. I mean, obviously you'll have multiple teams and the best ones advance, but yeah, which one does which? I would because you have to go against like I guess they have to be built the same way, right?
Because
that way it's the women are in the pool at the same time and the men are in the pool at the same time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know the rules of that, of how the medley works.
I don't either. I'm sure there's some kind of somebody way smarter than me that has structured it. Because it's like, you know, we go to Michael Phelps and ask him about covering a kickoff. He'd be like, I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason you have the speedy guys and the good tacklers and certain and right. The R3 and the R4.
I feel like it's a little bit easier to understand a kickoff.
You think so?
I feel like it.
Nikki, I want to get this. We're going to get to the Braves in just a second. They fell 7-0 to the Marlins yesterday, coming off just a rough weekend, obviously. Bo and I were having this conversation on the way up this morning, and he was asking me – I went to two different birthday parties Saturday with my kids. Took the kids to back-to-back birthday parties. And he's like, man, that must suck. And I was like, honestly – it's kind of cool a lot of times because that's how you socialize when your kids are that age. You know what I mean? Like you show up to a house and you're like, bro, if you're hosting a birthday party, this thing better be kid-proof. So I'm just going to unleash my kids and let them be a little bit crazy in your house because you're the one that hosted this birthday party.
Yeah, they have a feral pass.
You know what I mean? Like when you go to somebody else's house and it's just you and that person, you take your kids and you're like, don't touch that. Get your hand up. Don't touch it. That's not a toy.
Yeah.
You go to a birthday party and it's like, it's game on, dude. Like, you invited me to this whole shindig. I'm curious your thoughts because
this problem is on you for whatever happens.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like when it's a birthday party, it's much better than just being like, I took my kids over to somebody's house. It was a little bit crazy.
Especially when it's at someone's house. Like, you were opening the door to pandemonium.
Great
point. You
know what
I mean?
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Can't promise you how the bathroom's going to be when my kids leave.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Can't promise you where all the fingerprints are going
to
be.
We went to two different birthday parties Saturday, and my kids were the oldest at the first one. For a one-year-old, and they were the youngest at the second one. Like, we got to the second one, there's like 8, 9, and 10-year-olds going ham in the backyard. And
they had
like,
more fun at that one, for sure.
Exactly. Well, exactly. My son was hitting somebody with a baseball bat. I was like, no.
You're like, is it metal or plastic? Plastic, you're good.
You're having fun. Don't put anybody's eye out.
I did some work on the broadcast Saturday, and then I went out for 9 holes that afternoon, and then I get back, get cleaned up. We walk across the street to have dinner with the neighbors. He texts me. And he was like, oh, yeah, I just got home from a second birthday party. And I'm sitting there with a drink in my hand, just kind of chilling. And I just look down and I read it and I go, oh, that sounds miserable. I'm so sorry. He's like, oh, it wasn't that bad. I've had a few. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, as long as there's some of the you know, grown up juices in the cooler, I'm good.
They provide adult.
Yeah.
Things,
it's honestly how I socialize when I have two toddlers. It's like, hey, you know what? Let's go be social today. Let's go to a birthday party. Let's do it.
Hope they have a pinata. You know
also,
know,
I would tell most people when you invite me over to your house, I'm more worried about how I leave your bathroom than someone's kids.
I don't know what that says about you, but okay.
No, it's okay. I'm not a road game fan.
No,
I like home games.
Oh, man. There's somebody that I would like to talk about that's actually famous for that rule. I'm not going to call him out on air, but there is a certain Palmer that is famous for his potty issues when it comes to road games.
Oh, is he a home game guy?
To the most elite extent, and I remember that.
Mike, I love that you know this. He literally will only go at home.
Only at home. I'm not sure. Like, we'd go to, like, Baltimore, and he'd be like, no, gotta wait till I get...
Okay, no. But, see, here's the deal, though. That's technically...
It's the West Coast swing. We're in Seattle. You can't wait till you get
home.
Sorry,
gotta wait. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something. That's technically a home game for me. Well, if I am sleeping in that room, then it's no longer a road game. But, I mean, if I'm in, like, a Sam's or something, man, we're gonna walk tight. You know, the legs aren't gonna be very wide as I walk through there. Yeah. I'm not.
Well, much to my husband's chagrin, our kids don't care where they are.
I love it.
Like, and it kills him. It pains him. It kills him.
I bet it does.
Yeah, there's that.
Let them stay there. Let them stay in that room. They need to learn that, because I wish I was more of a road game guy sometimes.
Bro, I don't get to be that. I don't get to be that picky. Not me. Speaking of chaos, at Truist Park this weekend, the Braves dropped back-to-back games to the Marlins. They lose 7-0 yesterday. Max Fried back on the hill.
Was it too soon?
No, but I will say this. The line got a little bit uglier than it probably should have been. Luke Jackson comes in, gives up a tater when, you know, the bases are pretty much juiced. And I thought Max, look, I think it was very obvious he struggled out the gate and didn't have his command. But we talked about Chris Sale the other day. Chris Sale has got the stuff that he can kind of work through that right now. Even when he doesn't have the command, he can kind of, you know, grit his teeth and get outs. Max Fried was not there. He wasn't very sharp, but in the end, I don't know that his line should have looked like 3 1/3 with 5 earned runs. It just wasn't that bad.
So I had somebody, my MGA partner Carter, was talking to me yesterday, and he goes, hey, why not make a rehab start? And I said, well, when you're an all-star, a Cy Young candidate, Max Fried, you get to make the decision you don't want one. And
unfortunately, he's had some IL trips that have afforded him the right to know, you know, his way back from these kind of things.
I thought it was just, in all honesty, I thought it was just command. Yeah. He just was having trouble locating at times, and it just felt like that was a rust issue. Could have a rehab assignment helped him? Sure, but I mean, that's
Snip
not
said the same thing.
Yeah. You know, it was a few pitches away from not being bad, really, honestly. I know that's easy to say, but I'd just assume him do it here and know what you got. I thought overall you did not look good on Sunday. Saturday you just missed winning the game. And all honesty, you still gained 3.5 games in a week, because Philly did win yesterday, so they're 6 games up. But you gained 3.5 games in a week on them. They are struggling. You're playing a little bit better. You have the day off, which is much needed. Now Milwaukee comes to town. So
Glass half full over here with Bo.
Yeah.
Hey, but listen, I don't know where he picks and chooses when to be glass half full and glass half empty, but
this is one of the
Braves is one of those things he's hanging his hat on. And look,
What am I negative about? Come on, please, tell me.
Don't even let maybe pick out the franchises in the city you're negative about right now. I don't want to even go there with you.
They've given me no positivity.
It's a little bit early. It's a little bit early in the week for that. I'm hoping the Sunday Scaries are not back for the Braves. We've covered that back and forth for the last year and a half, that they just stink in day games on Sundays a lot of the times. And I will tell you who stuck out to me yesterday, and I'll be honest, you're going to have to talk me off the ledge about this one. I'm tired of watching Eddie Rosario hit with men on base and in big situations. It seems like every time he comes up, and maybe I'm just picking him out at this point, but I look at Eddie Rosario and I'm like, man, they could really use a big hit here. There's a runner on base, this, that, and the other. And he just, I don't know what his numbers are, maybe 8 for his last 40, it seems like. It's brutal, man.
I feel like he's had some big hits. I don't think it has anything to do with him at the plate at all. I don't think it's anything to do. I think you watch him play the field, and it just irritates you. And here's why. Because Rosario can play some defense, but at times he's made some big defensive plays for his team, including one catch in the World Series. However, there are moments where there are balls hit in the gap, not in the gap, but in the corner and down that line, that it feels like, is he running or is he just waiting for the ball to come care him and come back to him?
Yeah.
And he's played the outfield a little bit this year. A little bit lackadaisical,
yeah.
I think is a term to use. And then when you see him flail at the plate at a ball that he shouldn't swing at, it all adds up, and it's just like, I'm sick of it. But he has had some big hits. I just would say, remember, he's a guy that you'll see, hopefully, once Michael Harris comes back, you'll see and right now, Jared Kelnick's not playing his best offensively, but you're going to see a mixture of Rosario, Duvall, Kelnick, and a little bit here and there with Solera mixed in and out. Because I know they don't want to play him every day yet, although he's, I think, played every day since he came back.
Yeah.
And he's not done a ton yet at the plate, but he's had a hit there. He had a hit at the night. Friday night's come back win.
All I'm saying is I'm ready for Eddie Rosario to have a day off. That's all I'm saying.
I think so is everyone in the organization. Yeah.
This hour brought to you by
Eddie.
Morgan & Morgan Injured Hire. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We roll on here from Flowery Branch. We're going to talk Olympics coming up next. One of the most incredible days in Olympic history yesterday. Who won by a mile and who won by the skin of their teeth? We'll cover that in the morning shift. Stick with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Team every year in this time of the year, you know, you're very excited, you're very optimistic about the season.
Now back live to Flowery Branch for Falcons training camp
with the morning shift.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch. Mike Squid, Miss Nikki Noto Palmer hanging out with us, your eyes and ears of Atlanta Falcons training camp. Speaking of eyes and ears, Bo, we got a chance to head down to Atlanta Motor Speedway on Friday. We'll get you updated on all the Olympics in just a second, but Bo and I got to do the ride along on the new repaved, rebanked Atlanta Motor Speedway, reformatted. They got a race coming up in about a month, so we got the invite to go strap in. I'll be honest, we were headed down Friday. Sometime after the show, and I'm like, this is going to be cool. Like, I've done the ride-along. I've driven the car at Talladega, which was really cool. And I mentioned on the show the other day, I actually stalled out on pit road. A little bit embarrassing. Don't want to talk about that. So I was kind of like, man, this is just going to be fun. Like, we get a chance to ride, and you don't have to worry about – I mean, I was worried about, like, putting the thing in the wall at Talladega. This one, I strap in, and my driver's name was Dave LeBeau. Can't forget his name, because I get in the car, and he's just got mechanic hands. You know, he's got, like, grease under his fingernails, a couple of nicks and cuts, and I'm like, this guy knows how to drive a car. This guy has turned a wrench a day in his life. He's been around some race cars. So they had three cars going. Bo and I got to go side-by-side down the backstretch at 160+.
Yeah, it was. I've done the ride-along before at AMS, but it was the old configuration. And there were cars on the track at the same time, but they were spread out. It was like a half a track difference, right? And we get on there, and first off, the guy that went in front of me, that rode in front of me, he broke the car. The car he rode in, he broke. And so they had to pull out a whole new car for me. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, I get a new car. So that guy pulls up, and they had told us that it was like a father and a son, and the father was the owner, and then there was the manager. And so I get in, and it's an older guy, and I go, oh, you must be the father? And he's like, I'm the manager.
Oh, great.
And I was like, cool.
The father and the son are both like champion drivers. Yeah. And both got the manager.
Yeah. And so I'm like, well.
Strap in, fella.
I'm like, well, I want to go fast. So we get in there, and I was the third car in line. And I'm watching Mike's driver, like, my driver would let off, and, you know, at certain points, I'm seeing Mike's driver in that front, in the front little tri-oval area. He's like sliding through it. I'm like, man, I wonder if that's what my car looks like from behind.
Yeah.
And
it was intense.
Because he was taking low line, we were taking the high line. And we get at some point, and we're going, and we enter the backstretch, and my guy just, it's like that scene from Days of Thunder. He's like, I'm dropping a hammer. No, you're not. And he's like, he did anyways.
Ricky Bob's like slingshot.
Yeah, this was Cole Trigger. Yeah, it was a little more of a slingshot too, because they were drafting. And I mean, my car just goes by, and I'm like, we're using that high line, and I'm like, you're in a Hans device, and the G's are kind of holding you back a little bit. And I'm like, I lean over to look at Mike, and I've got this face like, this is the greatest moment of my life. It's like a smile, but I couldn't smile fully. I'm like. And like I look over, and like then literally our eyes lock.
Yeah,
because Mike looks over at the same point.
If we had not been in race cars, it would have been weird.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
It was probably the only time that Mike and I have gazed into each other's eyes for, you know, like for a moment of time where we're clearly trying to make eye contact. You know,
is that Bo's car? Oh my god!
And I was like, and then you hear he couldn't hear me. And I'm like. I'm like screaming, and you can't hear me because I couldn't hear myself say it. But we passed them, and they passed us back, and then we got to the point where we went three wide from the middle of the back stretch all the way through three and four into the start finish line to replicate what the February race was. It was unreal, a lot of fun. I can't think.
Would you do it again with a different driver?
Oh, absolutely. I would do it again. Yeah,
with
absolutely.
Same driver.
Yeah, same driver, different driver. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Shout out to Dave LeBeau and Dylan LeBeau, the drivers, but also Brandon Hutchinson and crew down there at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Don't forget Tyler and all those guys down there. Dustin and Tyler, Dustin Bixby, Tyler Head. You guys did a great job welcoming us in. You know, let me tell you something, Nikki. It was like a perfect Friday. Got to do the show, talk about sports. Drive down to AMS, got a little Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets, the Lord's chicken in me, and then we went fast. And it just couldn't have been a better day.
Attaboy. Nikki, you said that you were a couch potato this weekend. You got a chance to check out some of these crazy Olympics.
Oh, for sure.
Let me run down these, and you tell me if you watch these. Okay. Noah Lyles wins gold by 5/1000ths yesterday in track in the 100.
Yes.
Okay. Trinity Rodman and Team USA beat Japan. Scottie Scheffler wins Olympic gold with a 62 final rank. Insane. Watched some of that myself. USA women's basketball. Good for you. With three kids just rocking out, you get to watch all this. U.S. women, I watched this one from top to bottom. U.S. women crushed the world record in the 4x100 medley relay.
Yes.
That was the final event in the pool, and the Australians and the Americans were tied with the gold medals. And the U.S. women did not just win the medley relay. They absolutely crushed. I mean, it was unbelievable how far they crushed everybody by, and they set the world record. So
they
was cool too.
And I know you watched some of this. That women's soccer match. I was putting the broadcast up together and watching it. How phenomenal was that? And Rodman's goal.
Let me tell you, this team is so much fun to watch. Like I think I said it last time I was with you guys because I just watched them again. But yeah, Trinity Rodman's goal and extra time. I feel like there were a lot of people that might have been annoyed with Emma Hayes and maybe her approach of not really subbing, meaning there were some tired legs. You could see the fatigue all over their face. But thank goodness they didn't have to go into PKs because I think that was part of her strategy too, was she wanted the best players out there for potential PKs. But that didn't happen, and now they're playing Germany in the semis. And I mean, again, it's Trinity Rodman. She scored what? I think three of the five goals.
She's a superstar. She's an absolute superstar.
Well, that goal that she had.
Four, six? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the left foot, first of all. So I told my daughter right then, right there, I was like, hey, you need to start juggling with that left foot. Like, we need to start passing with that left foot. She's a lefty, like, with her handwriting and stuff. But we're like, we need to practice on that left foot. It was insane. Yeah. I didn't know it went in until, honestly, like, the camera got the view of Trinity. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it went in the top corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, she couldn't have gotten closer to the goalpost.
I was a little worried that they were going to get him either for the handball or the offsides, either one, because I think they could have got – I think it was the right call, obviously.
Because it was her arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it looked like she kind of used it to settle the ball and control it.
But you can't score with your arm, so that's why it was okay.
Yeah, so it was it was just phenomenal. That goal was unreal. And I do think that there was some questioning, as we heard during the broadcast. The thing that worries me about it is now Tuesday.
The next game, yeah.
You might have some tired legs. That's going to come into play. Scheffler was phenomenal down the stretch.
So much fun to watch.
I shed a tear.
Really?
I think a lot of people did. I mean, it was
emotional.
He kind of mentioned it. He was like, look, when you win a tournament, sometimes there's, you know, time to kind of think about it. And you sign in scorecards and do all stuff. He was like, you just go straight from the tournament to the podium. And, like, you'd never hit you until they play the national anthem. And he was like, it just hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, it was
and
cool.
Djokovic said the same thing with Serbia.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was his first ever gold medal with, like, all of his crazy accomplishments. A gold medal was the only thing he had never won. 37 years old, and he said the same thing when that national anthem of Serbia played. It was like game over.
I love it, man.
He just put another notch in securing it. He's the greatest tennis player to ever step foot. Men's, women's, it does not matter. There's not a better player ever in this world.
I was going to say, there are only two other – so they call it like the slam – what do they call it? The slam final.
Where it's like every major,
but then also the Olympics, and Andre Agassi and Nadal, and now – Djokovic are the only men that have done it. And then I think it was Steffi Graf and Serena are the only women.
Yeah, that's incredible.
We got to head to break. We are live out here from Flowery Branch with the morning shift. Look, coming up on the other side, we'll talk about NFL power rankings. You know they're number one in our heart, but where do the Falcons stack up in terms of the entire NFL? Well, maybe it's good news, maybe it's bad news. We'll talk about that on the other side. It's the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Nikki Noto Palmer hanging out in Flowery Branch. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Team every year in this time of the year, you know, you're very excited, you're very optimistic about the season.
Now back live to Flowery Branch for Falcons training camp
with the morning shift.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch. Mike Squid, Miss Nikki Noto Palmer hanging out with us, your eyes and ears of Atlanta Falcons training camp. Speaking of eyes and ears, Bo, we got a chance to head down to Atlanta Motor Speedway on Friday. We'll get you updated on all the Olympics in just a second, but Bo and I got to do the ride along on the new repaved, rebanked Atlanta Motor Speedway, reformatted. They got a race coming up in about a month, so we got the invite to go strap in. I'll be honest, we were headed down Friday sometime after the show, and I'm like, this is going to be cool. Like, I've done the ride-along. I've driven the car at Talladega, which was really cool. And I mentioned on the show the other day, I actually stalled out on pit road. A little bit embarrassing. Don't want to talk about that. So I was kind of like, man, this is just going to be fun. Like, we get a chance to ride, and you don't have to worry about – I mean, I was worried about, like, putting the thing in the wall at Talladega. This one, I strap in, and my driver's name was Dave LeBeau. Can't forget his name, because I get in the car, and he's just got mechanic hands. You know, he's got, like, grease under his fingernails, a couple of nicks and cuts, and I'm like, this guy knows how to drive a car. This guy has turned a wrench a day in his life. He's been around some race cars. So they had three cars going. Bo and I got to go side by side down the backstretch at 160+.
Yeah, it was. I've done the ride along before at AMS, but it was the old configuration. And there were cars on the track at the same time, but they were spread out. It was like a half a track difference, right? And we get on there, and first off, the guy that went in front of me, that rode in front of me, he broke the car. The car he rode in, he broke. And so they had to pull out a whole new car for me. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, I get a new car. So that guy pulls up, and they had told us that it was like a father and a son, and the father was the owner, and then there was the manager. And so I get in, and it's an older guy, and I go, "Oh, you must be the father." And he's like, "I'm the manager."
Oh, great.
And I was like, "Cool."
The father and the son are both like champion drivers. Yeah. Both got the manager.
Yeah. And so I'm like, "Well,
strap in, fella."
I'm like, "Well, I want to go fast." So we get in there, and I was the third car in line, and I'm watching Mike's driver. Like, my driver would let off, and you know, at certain points, I'm seeing Mike's driver in that front, in the front little tri-oval area. He's like sliding through it. I'm like, man, I wonder if that's what my car looks like from behind.
Yeah.
And
because
he was taking the low line, we're taking the high line. And we get at some point, and we're going, and we enter the backstretch. And my guy just, it's like that scene from Days of Thunder. He's like, "I'm dropping a hammer." "No, you're not." And he's like, he did anyways.
Ricky Bob's like slingshot.
Yeah, this was Cole Trigger. Yeah, it was more of a slingshot, too, because they were drafting. And I mean, my car just goes by, and I'm like, we're using that high line, and I'm like, you're in a Hans device, and the G's are kind of holding you back a little bit, and I'm like, I lean over to look at Mike, and I've got this face like, this is the greatest moment of my life. It's like a smile, but I couldn't smile fully. I'm like, like, I look over, and like, then literally, our eyes lock.
Yeah.
Because Mike looks over at the same point.
If we had not been in race cars, it would have been weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
It was probably the only time that Mike and I have gazed into each other's eyes for, you know, like for a moment of time where we're clearly trying to make eye contact, you know?
I was like, is that Bo's car? Oh, my God.
And I was like, yeah. And then you hear, he couldn't hear me. And I'm like, blank this, blank yeah. I'm like screaming. And you can't hear me because I couldn't hear myself say it. But we passed them, and they passed us back, and then we got to the point where we went three wide from the middle of the back stretch all the way through three and four and into the start finish line to replicate what the February race was. It was unreal, a lot of fun. I can't think.
Would you do it again with a different driver?
Oh, absolutely. I would do it again. Same driver, different driver. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean,
shout out to Dave LeBeau and Dylan LeBeau, the drivers, but also Brandon Hutchinson and crew down there at Atlanta Motor Speedway. A lot of fun.
Tyler and all those guys down there. Dustin and Tyler, Dustin Bixby, Tyler Head. You guys did a great job welcoming us in. You know, let me tell you something, Nikki. It was like a perfect Friday. Got to do the show, talk about sports. Drove down to AMS, got a little Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets, the Lord's chicken in me, and then we went fast. And it just couldn't have been a better day.
Attaboy. Nikki, you said that you were a couch potato this weekend. You got a chance to check out some of these crazy Olympics. Let me run down these, and you tell me if you watch these.
Okay.
Noah Lyles wins gold by 5/1000ths yesterday in track in the 100.
Yes.
Okay. Trinity Rodman and Team USA beat Japan. Scottie Scheffler wins Olympic gold with a 62 final rank. Insane. Watched some of that myself. USA women's basketball. Good for you. With three kids just rocking out, you get to watch all this. U.S. women, I watched this one from top to bottom. U.S. women crushed the world record in the 4x100 medley relay.
Yes.
That was the final event in the pool, and the Australians and the Americans were tied with the gold medals. And I don't. The U.S. women did not just win the medley relay. They absolutely it was unbelievable how far they crushed everybody by, and they set the world record. So that was cool too.
And I know you watched some of this. That women's soccer match, I was putting the broadcast up together and watching it. How phenomenal was that? And Rodman's goal.
Let me tell you, this team is so much fun to watch. Like, I think I said it last time I was with you guys because I just watched them again. But, yeah, Trinity Rodman's goal and extra time. I feel like there were a lot of people that might have been annoyed with Emma Hayes and maybe her approach of not really subbing, meaning there were some tired legs. You could see the fatigue all over their face. But thank goodness they didn't have to go into PKs because I think that was part of her strategy too, was she wanted the best players out there for potential PKs. But that didn't happen, and now they're playing Germany in the semis. And, I mean, again, it's Trinity Rodman. She scored, what, I think three of the five goals?
She's a superstar. She's an absolute superstar.
Well, that goal that she had.
Or six? Yeah. It was the left foot, first of all. So I told my daughter right then, right there, I was like, hey, you need to start juggling with that left foot. Like, we need to start passing with that left foot. She's a lefty, like, with her handwriting and stuff, but we're like, we need to practice on that left foot. It was insane. Yeah. I didn't know it went in until, honestly, like, the camera got the view of Trinity, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it went in the top corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, she couldn't have gotten closer to the goalpost.
I was a little worried that they were going to get him either for
they
the handball
did.
Or the offsides,
yes.
either one, because I think they could have got – I think they could – I think it was the right call, obviously.
Because it was her arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it looked like she kind of used it to settle the ball and control it.
But you can't score with your arm, so that's why it was okay.
Yeah, and yeah. so it was – and. It was just phenomenal. That goal was unreal. And I do think that there was some questioning, as we heard during the broadcast. The thing that worries me about it is now Tuesday.
Next game, yeah.
You might have some tired legs. That's going to come into play. Scheffler was phenomenal down the stretch. The last
cry?
So much fun to watch.
I shed a tear.
Really?
I think a lot of people did. I mean, it was
emotional.
He
was
kind
cool.
of mentioned it. He was like, look, when you win a tournament, sometimes there's, you know, time to kind of think
yeah.
about it. And you sign in scorecards. Do all stuff. He was like, you could just go straight from the tournament to the podium. And,
right.
like, it never hit you until they play the national anthem. And he was
yeah.
like, it just hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, it was
and
cool.
Djokovic said the same thing with Serbia.
Yeah. yeah.
That was his first ever gold medal with, like, all of his crazy accomplishments. A gold medal was the only thing he had never won. 37 years old, and he said the same thing when that national anthem of Serbia played. It was like game over.
I love it, man.
He just put another notch in securing it. He's the greatest tennis player to ever step foot. Men's, women's, it does
yeah.
not matter. There is not a better player ever in this world.
I was going to say, there are only two other – so they call it like the slam – what do they call it? The slam final. Where
yeah,
it's like
I saw
every
that.
Major, but then also the Olympics, and Andre Agassi and Nadal, and now – Djokovic are the only men that have done it. And then I think it was Steffi Graf and Serena are the only women.
Yeah, that's incredible.
We got to head to break. We are live out here from Flowery Branch with the morning shift. Look, coming up on the other side, we'll talk about NFL power rankings. You know they're number one in our heart, but where do the Falcons stack up in terms of the entire NFL? Well, maybe it's good news, maybe it's bad news. We'll talk about that on the other side. It's the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Nikki Noto-Palmer hanging out in Flowery Branch. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Yes! Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.